Hey there, this is Mary DeMuth, and this is Pray Every Day, where I pray through the Bible verse by verse. Grateful to have you here today. I am walking in joy and gratitude for who you are and who God is in your life. He loves you. Rest in that today. Hey, we are in Isaiah 41 in the New English Translation, NET, and this is what it says. Listen to me in silence, you coastlands. Let the nations find renewed strength. Let them approach and then speak. Let us come together for a debate. Who stirs up this one from the east? Who officially commissions him for service? He hands nations over to him and enables him to subdue kings. He makes them like dust with his sword, like windblown straw with his bow. He pursues them and passes by unharmed. He advances with great speed. Who acts and carries out decrees? Who summons the successive generations from the beginning? I, the Lord, am present at the very beginning, at the very end. I am the one. The coastlands see and are afraid. The whole earth trembles. They approach and come. They help one another. One says to the other, be strong. The craftsman encourages the metalsmith. The one who wields the hammer encourages the one who pounds on the anvil. He approves the quality of the welding and nails it down so it won't fall over. You, my servant Israel, Jacob, whom I have chosen, offspring of Abraham, my friend, you whom I am bringing back from the earth's extremities and have summoned from the remote regions, I told you, you are my servant. I have chosen you and not rejected you. Don't be afraid, for I am with you. Don't be frightened, for I am your God. I strengthen you. Yes, I help you. Yes, I uphold you with my victorious right hand. Look, all who are angry at you will be ashamed and humiliated. Your adversaries will be reduced to nothing and perish. When you will look for your opponents, you will not find them. Your enemies will be reduced to absolutely nothing. For I am the Lord your God, the one who takes hold of your right hand, who says to you, don't be afraid, I am helping you. Don't be afraid, despised and insignificant Jacob. Men of Israel, I am helping you, says the Lord, your protector, the Holy One of Israel. Look, I'm making you like a sharp threshing sledge, new and double-edged. You will thresh the mountains and crush them. You will make the hills like straw. You will winnow them and the wind will blow them away. The wind will scatter them. You will rejoice in the Lord. You will boast in the Holy One of Israel. The oppressed and the poor look for water, but there is none. Their tongues are parched from thirst. I, the Lord, will respond to their prayers. I, the God of Israel, will not abandon them. I will make streams flow down from the slopes and produce springs in the middle of the valley. I will turn the wilderness into a pool of water and the arid land into springs. I will make cedars, acacias, myrtles, and olive trees grow in the wilderness. I will make evergreens, firs, and cypresses grow together in the arid rift valley. I will do this so people will observe and recognize, so they will pay attention and understand that the Lord's power has accomplished this and that the Holy One of Israel has brought it into being. Present your argument, says the Lord. Produce your evidence, says Jacob's king. Let them produce evidence. Let them tell us what will happen. Tell us about your earlier predictive oracles so we may examine them and see how they were fulfilled. Or decree for us some future events. Predict how future events will turn out so we might know you are gods. Yes, do something good or something bad so we might be frightened and in awe. Look, you are nothing and your accomplishments are non-existent. The one who chooses to worship you is disgusting. I have stirred up one out of the north and he advances, one from the eastern horizon who prays in my name. He steps on rulers as if they were clay, like a potter treading the clay. Who decreed this from the beginning so we could know? Who announced it ahead of time so we could say he's correct? Indeed, none of them decreed it. Indeed, none of them announced it. Indeed, no one heard you say anything. I first decreed to Zion, look, here's what will happen. I sent a herald to Jerusalem. I look, but there is no one. Among them, there is no one who serves as an advisor that I might ask questions and receive answers. Look, all of them are nothing. Their accomplishments are non-existent. Their metal images lack any real substance. Mind if I pray for you? Lord, show us our idols. Show us when we have started to worship the work of our hands or worship our own strength. Lord, we ask for your forgiveness in chasing after things that are not you. Lord, we thank you so much for the scripture. You have chosen us and not rejected us. You are with us. You tell us not to be frightened. And Lord, there's many of us frightened today. We need your strength. We need your help. We need you to uphold us with your victorious right hand. Lord, we need to know that you are walking alongside us. Lord, thank you that you are going to make waters in the wilderness and through the desert. Lord, you are going to do a new thing. Lord, thank you that you are going to respond to our prayers. Thank you that you're going to make streams flow down the slopes and produce springs in the middle of the valleys. Thank you that you're going to turn the wilderness of our lives into a pool of water. Lord, we have been dry. We have been arid. We have been walking through the desert. We are weary and we need your strength. And like Isaiah talks about, we need the strength of you. And we acknowledge that it is not by might, not by power, but by your Spirit, says the Lord. So please pour out on us renewed strength and vigor and joy and purpose. Lord, many of us have lost purpose this year, and we need to know that you are the one who grants that purpose. Show us and open our eyes today very specifically how you will grant us this kind of purpose in our lives. We love you and we praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks so much for listening to Pray Every Day. I want to recommend to you one of our sponsors. It's called Finding Hope in Crisis, Devotions for Calm and Chaos. This is by my friend Grace Fox. In one of her devotions, it says this. It was called Big Shoulders, and she's talking about Psalm 62, 7 and 8. It says this, "My salvation and my honor depend on God. He is my mighty rock, my refuge. Trust in him at all times, you people. Pour out your hearts to him, for God is our refuge." And this is what she writes. "Someone once told me that God has big shoulders. He can handle it when we cry on him. He can deal with it when we tell him the truth about how we're really doing in the middle of our muck. We don't have to craft fancy words or make them sound sweet. He can handle our honesty." And so if you're struggling right now and you're going through your own trial, I just highly encourage you to pick up Finding Hope in Crisis by Grace Fox. And Grace, thanks so much for sponsoring Pray Every Day.